You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Hello and welcome to yet another episode of the Market Podcast. This is Jerome Anthony and I have Money Control editor Santosh Nair, who's going to tell us all about what happened in the market this past week.
The Market Podcast on Money Control.
Hi and welcome to the show, Santosh.
Thank you, Jerome.
Santosh, considering it was a truncated week, how did the markets perform?
Well, pretty decently. Actually, most people thought activity would be a bit subdued because when there are fewer trading sessions, normally traders don't tend to take up huge positions, as a result of which, if volumes are low, typically prices don't move much. But we did see a fair bit of activity this week. Indices continue to hit record highs. Foreign funds continue to be very bullish on India.
Right.
But Jerome, I must add here that the market breadth is narrow. What I mean by that is that there's just a handful of stocks that are participating in the rally. And these are stocks which have big weightage in the index. So when these stocks move up, you know, the indices tend to move up. But broadly, if you see, a lot of stocks are still not really moving up. So it's a very narrow market in that sense. A handful of stocks are doing well. But this has been the trend for a while. And market experts say that this will continue to be the case for some more time, at least till the election results are out of the way.
Okay.
That's because already a lot of investors have lost money heavily in mid caps. They want they don't want to kind of burn their fingers again. They'll probably wait for the earnings numbers, and then if they see that, you know, the numbers are good, probably then you could see some more activity there. But till then, you're likely to see much of the action restricted to a handful of stocks.
All right. Santosh, what about the key developments in the past week?
So some good news for the market there. The Indian Meteorological Department expects southwest monsoon to be near normal at 96% of the long period average. This this is definitely a positive. A couple of weeks back, Skymet had forecast that monsoons would be below average. IT major Wipro announced better than expected revenue growth for the March quarter, but the revenue growth outlook is not all that great.
Okay.
Reliance Industries announced a decent set of numbers on Thursday. Well, in not so good news for most of the people employed at Jet Airways, it has halted all flight operations indefinitely after bankers rejected its plea for emergency funds, and they have effectively brought down the curtains on what was India's largest private airline. Now, we understand that some of the senior pilots are still staying on. They are hopeful that, you know, something will come out. Maybe the airline will still be able to find a buyer. So they are hanging in there. But it's not definitely not a pretty picture out there.
All right. The minutes of the MPC meet were released today. Anything you'd like to elaborate or give us some key takeaways from there?
So the RBI governor appears to have backed, supported growth. Says that growth is a bigger priority than trying to control inflation. Now, what this could mean possibly is that you may see some more rate cuts, if not many more, probably at least one. Of course, there were other members in the Monetary Policy Committee who were not as sanguine, but the market will be closely watching the governor's comments, and, and that's what is clearly showed a preference for growth. So that will be seen as a big positive by the market.
All right. Santosh, as I've been telling you, our listener base is increasing and more people are sending us. Last time we had promised our listeners that we would take a few queries and we would talk about what their issues are. We have two queries, Santosh. Firstly, we have somebody who's told us they want to know more about the outlook of the pharma sector. And secondly, we have somebody who wants to know about the small caps index, whether it's going to be out of the woods anytime soon or not.
So if you were to look at the pharma sector broadly, the general view in the market among brokers and analysts is that the sector is not really out of the woods. As far as the US generic business of most of the leading pharma players are concerned, they're still struggling out there. The US FDA had made observations about their production facilities, and those are still not being cleared. So it's tough going out there. Besides, there was some tailwinds from the currency depreciation, but that has now changed. The rupee has been fairly steady. So if the currency is weak, typically it helps exporters like pharma companies. But there was a tailwind till some time back. Right. That's no longer the case. And the domestic business is nothing really going great at this point in time. So what analysts are saying is that pharma is a good bet. It's a good defensive bet. So in case the election results, it turns out to be a hung parliament and overall you see a correction in the market, then probably pharma stocks may not fall that much. But if it's a stable government that returns to power, then probably you could see the rupee and all pretty much steady. So there's no big tailwinds for the sector from at least the currency, which was one of the big positives for this sector. Okay. As for mid caps and small caps, well, you got to be very, very, very choosy. It's a very big universe out there. Till the market was rallying, you saw most of the mid cap and small cap companies do very well. But after the sell off in Jan and early Feb, stocks have really taken a beating, and in many cases, deservedly so, because the fundamentals were not all that good. Key will be this earnings season. Investors will be watching out for the quarterly performance, and that should give you good indicators as to which companies are worth picking at the beaten down prices. Right. So to anybody wanting to bet on small and mid-cap stocks, look at the numbers a little closely and then probably you'll find your clues.
All right. And lastly, Santosh, what should people be looking forward to in the coming week?
So, Jerome, I think the focus will continue to be on quarterly earnings next week also.
Okay.
At least till the time the election results are announced, the focus will largely be on corporate earnings. It's okay. The earnings season.
All right.
So, next week we have ACC, Axis Bank, India Bulls, Housing Finance, Hero Motor Corp, Yes Bank, Ultratech Cement, Maruti and Bharti, Infratel, which will be declaring their numbers. Right. And among these, definitely Hero Motor Corp and Maruti will be some kind of a clear indicator of the trend in the auto sector. So corporate earnings is what will drive sentiment in the short term.
All right. Thank you, Santosh. That was really helpful. With that, we wrap this episode of the Market Podcast. In case you want any of your questions to be answered by Santosh, do write in to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thanks for listening.
This has been a Money Control presentation.